And now,
this is
Maddie in the Morning.
Always funny, every morning.
On KISS 108.
Well, a hearty good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Early in the morning. Okay, here we go. Tiger, tiger, tiger.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Tiger all morning. Lisa's very upset because Lisa feels bad because she feels as though her Tiger's dad was hard on him.
Well, I just watched the documentary.
Tiger, really, try to keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Okay, Tiger? Is it that hard?
He's a terrible driver. He really is.
Wow. But Billy's a terrible driver, but he does, you know. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not jumping medians, grabbing air, like going down
hillsides. That was bad.
That was a bad crash.
Was bad.
Whoa.
Come on, Tiger.
I'll keep your eyes on the road, you hand upon the wheel.
And yet. All right, where do you want to start? Obviously, this is the story of the day, Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing. This is like a Greek tragedy.
Yes.
Again, Tiger? Yeah. Like, okay, so here's the Tiger, the greatest in the world. I mean, he technically, you know, there are some, Jack Nicklaus had more majors, but the Tiger was better. Tiger was at his peak when the whole scandal happened. So Tiger's the great, in my judgment, was the greatest golfer of all time. And then an incredible scandal, you know, marital scandal and all that. Then he's ruined. Then he comes back. Then he gets hurt again. Then he gets busted for oxy in the middle of the night. Then he comes back again and wins the Masters. And now he almost kills himself in another car accident? Well, the other two were in accidents. His wife was chasing him and hitting him, you know.
With a 9-iron.
Yeah. And then the other time he got arrested in a car. But this one, yeah, well, Bill had it during the news. They thought he was dead.
Oh,
God. The actual thought the guy was dead. They were surprised that he was alive when they looked at the car. Right?
Yeah.
He rolled it several times. I mean, this is... That's hard to do.
You only see it in movies.
Right. It's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
It is.
He had to be going around a bend at 90 miles an hour or something.
Yep.
At 7 in the morning. I'll tell you this. Here's an interesting thing. He didn't seem impaired, they said.
Mm-hmm.
What? How do they know? He was impaired. The guy was, you know, in shock. Right?
Well, they could smell it.
They never tested him.
No.
They never tested him.
They are doing blood work, though, which will take a couple of weeks.
You would think he would seem impaired just by the impact.
There's a story that
he just rolled a car down a hill.
Yeah. Well, in surgery, they have to take his blood, but they don't have to order a test.
They did, though. They said that they were doing that as part of the investigation as to why he crashed.
I don't know. I saw a thing that said they didn't. I don't know where I just saw that.
I read something this morning that said that they did.
I can't imagine them not.
Yeah, I mean, they want to get to
the bottom of it. What was I looking at that said that they didn't?
Whatever.
Well, because if he was, he'd get in a lot of trouble for it. So I can't imagine them not.
Well, not really if it's prescribed for it. Like in the documentary, they said he had trouble sleeping all the time. So he would take Ambien. And that could just be something as simple as that.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of listeners who take Ambien. They don't get up and drive 100 miles an hour off the road. You know
true,
what I mean?
Right. There was obviously something going
this
on.
This is true. Where Bill is sitting there quiet.
Yeah.
You know what Bill's thinking. First of all, was he in the hotel alone? Was that another thing?
Popped into my mind.
Well, also, the thing that popped into my mind, where were all of his people? Like, why was he driving his own car?
Yeah.
That to me was so weird. Like, he always has managers agents and handlers.
Yeah, I think that's a myth. I think that's a myth that famous people are driven around. Most people want to drive themselves.
I know, but Matt, at tournaments
like Bill Costa is a famous person. He drives his own car. I mean, obviously, I don't.
But tournaments like these, they actually issue you
a car.
I know, but they actually issue you a car at tournaments like these, right? and a driver. You don't like usually don't arrive at the wheel of your own car at these tournaments. If you're a Tiger Woods or one of the top golfers.
It was a loaner car. Well, he doesn't live in Los Angeles, so it's not his car. It's either they provided the car or it's a rental car.
They provided the car.
Yeah. Okay. What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. If you're Tiger and you're in that tournament, it is your tournament, whatever, and they give you the car, it's got the logos right on the door. Yeah, where do you need to go, Tiger? We'll take you.
No.
No? You know more about this than we do.
It was Tuesday. No. I mean, like, they pick you up at the airport and all that. But, no, he's still there and doing his own business. Tournament's over. Tournament ends Sunday night. It was Tuesday morning.
But the car had logos on it.
They said it was the
Genesis provided by the tournament.
Yeah.
He had it for the week.
Right. They provided the car.
Okay.
I don't understand what your point is. You think Tiger Woods has somebody drive him around wherever he goes?
No, but at events like this, I would imagine he would. But again, you know more than I do about these.
I don't understand your point, though. What's your point? Why was he driving at all?
Yeah. Why didn't he have a driver?
Because I don't think it works like that. I think that people have drivers for certain occasions. I don't think you're Tiger Woods. You don't have a permanent driver. I think that's overrated. I think people want to drive themselves. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I have a full crew here in Florida. Well, first they change my diaper and then I get my car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, we'll be talking about this a lot as the morning rolls on. I would imagine this is your entertainment report.
Oh, it will make most of the entertainment report.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, we talked about George Clooney the other day. Now he's got a documentary on the way. We'll talk about that. And we're asking the question, why is Chrissy Teigen asking the president to stop following her on Instagram?
She's somebody that I could see going away.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love Chrissy.
Of course, but I just can't.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, of course you do. Okay, so we got a lot to do this morning. We got lots of stuff. Nobody guessed the secret sound. It's over $2,000. A lot of stuff going on today. Stay with us.
Kiss 108.
Hi, I was hoping to do this.